You got your Bibles, open up the book of Psalms, the 37th chapter, go to the 16th verse. There's been times in my life when I've wondered why I was in this predicament that I was in, Nick. And it's hard to figure out when you get absolutely no answer from the Lord. He don't come tap you on the shoulder. He don't send no one to prophesy to you. He don't send you a letter, and he don't send you no email. So you sit there wondering, why am I going through all this trouble and trial that I've had to go through? Yeah. Well, I began to realize something, that regardless of how devastating it may have been, it was ordered by God.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Regardless of the pain and the anguish that it may have caused, it was ordered by God. That's why this word says, don't murmur and complain, and don't think it's strange the fiery trials that you're going to go through. That's why he told us, God will be with us always. Amen. That's why he said, if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. That's why he said, no weapon formed against you will prosper, because he knew that the things that we were going to go through had meaning and they had purpose.
Yeah.
Right. We didn't see it much when we were going through it.
Right.
I didn't. I'm going to tell you, I didn't see no good in it. But God had a plan.
Yeah.
In the 16th verse, it reads, a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of the wicked. I've talked to people, and they've got friends and buddies that ain't even trying to do nothing for God and are doing fabulous. Got everything they could possibly want in life and could care less about God. They think his name is spelled D-O-G instead of G-O-D. And they get concerned because why am I serving God and I have nothing, and they're not serving God, and they have everything. But the word of God says, the little that we have is more bountiful than the riches many wicked. Y'all don't hear. Well, when you look at the word wicked, it's translated in the Hebrew, morally, say it, morally wrong. You know what the church is without? Morals. The reason without morals is because we get so spiritually minded, we're no earthly. That's scripture. I didn't make that one up. But we have to appreciate everything that we have, regardless of how little it may seem, because it's more bountiful, it's greater than that much that they had. But I got news for you. If you hold fast to your profession of faith, and you hold on without wavering, the wealth of the wicked, making my knees buckle up here, from the weight of the glory, that's going to be bestowed upon me. All I got to do is hold on. Amen. It says, the arms of the what?
Wicked.
Of the wicked shall be broken. It don't mean they'll be broken per se. It means they'll be quenched. Oh, Lord Jesus. It says, even if their arms are quenched, the Lord will uphold it. The righteous. A thousand shall fall at your, and 10,000 at your, means that you are thoroughly protected. And the Lord upholdeth the righteous. I like that. I like to know that God got me. That he's going to bear me up. He's going to establish me. And he's going to sustain me.
Yeah.
Amen. The days know the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. The word knoweth there doesn't mean that you perceive or you have understanding or you have knowledge, but the word knoweth there when it comes to God means that you have favor with God. I don't care what situation you're in, you have favor with God. I don't care what trouble you got, you have favor with God. I don't care how bad you may feel, you have favor with God. As long as you have favor with God, God will turn all your crooked places into blessings. But you got to what? You got to hold on. God said he knows the days of the upright. The word upright deals with integrity. And truth. Integrity deals with your character. Don't you know that your character represents God or represents you? I decided, Rev, I want my character to represent God. In the process of wanting my character and my nature to represent God, that means I got to go through some stuff. Because if I don't go through some stuff, I'm not going to turn some stuff loose. I'm going to hold on to it as long as I can. Even though I know it's causing me pain, I'm going to hold on to it. But I go, when you go through some things, it makes you turn some stuff loose. Quickly. And their inheritance shall be forever. Now, this message is twofold, but we got going to do the fold part. Because some of y'all run up out of here. The blood of Jesus. And their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed. Listen, listen closely. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. You shall not be ashamed or disappointed or pale from fear in the evil time or evil season. Well, we know now every season we're in is what? Evil.
Amen.
What can we do about it? Live our lives. Trust God. Believe God. Serve God. Do the ministry of God. In spite of the evil that surrounds you. In spite of it. You got to do the work of the Lord. Because our inheritance, that which God has for us or has laid up for us, belongs to us. But you got to do what? You got to hold on.
Hold on.
Can't nobody convince you to do it. You got to hold on yourself. Says, I shall not be ashamed. I shall not be disappointed or pale from fear when I see all the stuff that's breaking loose around me. In my life, I'm not going to be fearful because I know God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and the soundness of mind. That means he gave me authority over all things.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So I might as well walk like it. I'm not going to be ashamed. Listen to this part. And in the days of famine, we shall have plenty.
Amen. Say that, Pastor. Say that.
When they say there's no water, God's got water. When they say there's no food, God's got food.
Come on now.
When they say there's no healing, God's still in the healing business.
Yeah.
When they say God stopped delivering, God's still delivering folk.
Because
he's God. And you know what the most amazing part of it is? He uses flesh, a body of believers, to do it. Present yourselves unto him a living.
Amen.
My goodness. We're not supposed to be fearful when they talk about there's a famine in the land. The only famine I recognize is the famine for the hearing of the word of God.
Yeah.
Folks don't want to hear the truth. They want you to pat them on the back and tell them how great they are and how wonderful and how anointed they are.
Yeah.
Come on, well, none of that does no good if your heart is dirty.
Right. Yeah.
Cry out, Lord, created me a clean heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you said that, you asked God to come in and do what he had to do to get the clean heart. You ask him personally to purify you. So what are we crying for now?
Oh, amen. Bring it back to memory.
What are we crying for? Jump down to 23. All that happens for this reason. The steps of a
good man.
Are what?
Order.
Listen to this. The word good there, I know you don't write in your Bible, but you can cross that out. It don't belong there. In the original writings, the word good don't be there. Because if you look at the word good, it only puts it to a certain type of person. God is saying the steps of a man, regardless of who you are, you can be the biggest sinner in the world, and your steps can be ordered by God.
Say that.
I told a brother yesterday, he was talking about, I said, brother, don't you know that somebody has been assigned to you? To afflict you, to persecute you, they've been assigned to you.
Yeah.
And if you don't get by them, you'll never do the ministry that God has called you to do. And when you get through them, there's somebody else waiting on you. But it don't matter, because your steps, your walk, your works, your emotions, your feelings, y'all gonna hear me this morning, have been ordered, preordained, pre-set in motion by God. It's been set in motion by the Theos. Or the revealed God. The God that's in you wanted to reveal himself. To let folks know that you are not your own, but you've been bought with a price and your steps have been ordained or set in motion by God. So you're going through, you got hell going on in your life. God ordered it so he can get you to a better place in hell.
Come on, Pastor.
We don't want to praise God unless we're going through something. You got a pocket full of money. All you thinking about is where to spend it. You're not thinking about, Lord, I thank you for all this money.
Yeah. Amen.
But let it evaporate on you. Lord. I need you to move. The cupboard is bare.
Yeah.
God said, where was your praise when you was on full? Well, glory to God. I'm trying to talk to somebody here today. Your steps, your walk, your character was ordered by the Lord. Not by anybody else. Folks putting you through something, they don't have no control over you. If they do, it's your fault.
Right.
You don't let nobody control your destiny, your path, your walk, your character, your nature, your attitude. You do not let them control you. I hope you learn like I am. I'm getting to the place, Brother Tony, I said, man, bye. And don't let me be close to my car. Beep, beep, yo, I'm gone. And then standing there, bless the wind out, because I'm out of here. You can't let them control your nature, your character, your attitude by what they act like. Lord, I know you called me. I know you separated me unto this thing. I know you predestined that I become who I am. I ain't happy about all the trouble I've been through, all the trouble I've got myself in. But the thing I am happy about, that you brought me through it nevertheless, because you ordered my steps. You know what the good thing is about having God order your steps?
Come on,
he had already went before you and made it right.
Jesus.
He's just waiting on you to catch up.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus came here to die. His steps were
ordered.
How would you like that ministry? His stuff's ordered by God. But what was waiting on him? God was waiting on you. Get on through what you got to go through. Give God some praise. The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth. He have favor with God, because God's favor is in him. Do you have any idea who you are today? Do you have any idea? You ain't just something. Somebody can kick around, abuse, or fit, and talk about. You are a child of the Most High God. Yes, yes, yes. And the way you carry yourself is that when they talk about you, bless your name. When they try to afflict you or persecute you, well, glory to God. Hallelujah. When they hate on you, I love you nevertheless. But you got to mean it. That's how your steps be ordained or ordered by God. When you mean what you say. You're just not saying it because somebody done told you to say it. I used to hear my mother, then, before she gave her heart and life to God, she was bad for it. She would do something and say, "That old dirty devil." And I thought he was doing it. So when I started getting myself in a mess, Rev, I started saying, "That old dirty devil." Guess he made me pull that gun. "That old dirty devil, he got me out here selling these drugs. Ain't my fault. It ain't changed. We just ain't selling drugs and pulling guns. Or at least we ain't supposed to be." Don't nobody know what folks doing but God. He delighted in his way, in his walk, in his life. Because if you know God orders your steps, because when you fall, you're not utterly cast down. You're not thrown away. You figure out a way in God to get yourself back up.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Shake the dust off your feet.
Yes. Yes.
Now you may leave a little hurt.
Yeah.
A little discouraged. And a lot of times bruised. But if you know God got you and God done called you, your bruises will heal. Your hurt will dissipate. Your pain will eventually vanish. But you use it for the glory of God. Don't sit back and whine and complain about it. Lord, I ain't got here yet. Lord, I thank you for the afflictions. I tell the Lord, I'm working on thanking you for the affliction. I'll be honest with it. He already went down in here and know where I'm coming from. Ain't no need to lie to God. We spend more time lying to God than telling him the truth. And he already went down in here and figured out what we really mean.
Amen.
And then we wonder why he don't answer us. Because he done already searched our hearts and realized they purpose. God will use the same words we use. Where you think we got them from?
Amen.
Even this new language they talking. It's a new one too. I'm always like, what'd he say? Red, he said, "How you doing?" I go, "Well, why did he just say how you doing?" God's in control of everything. For the Lord does what? Upholdeth. There's that word again. He upholdeth. He bears us up. Remember, he establishes us, he sustains us, and he keeps us with his hand or with his power. Another word that was in there that I found kind of amusing, it said he props up. When you grow weak and weary from doing well, God will prop you up.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad he'll prop me up.
Yeah. Amen.
That means he's going to keep me sustained. As long as he props me up, that means eventually I'm going to move forward again. Amen. I like this part. I have been young. And now I'm old. It's talking about young age, but it's also talking about being naive.
Amen. Amen.
Be nice. Be nice. I once was naive. And everything you told me was the truth. And then I started studying for myself and found out you just as much foolish as I am.
Amen. Amen.
That's what I hear you first. That's why Jesus said when they say go into the mountains when he's there, don't go. But you're gonna be amazed. You get you one of them high power pair of binoculars, or one of them long telescope lenses, you gonna see folks up in the mountaintop you thought had victory with God. Because they didn't hold on. The word of God says men would rather believe a lie than the truth. I'm not going into the mountains, Reverend Graham, because God told me he ordered my steps.
Amen.
And he ain't told me to go into the mountains.
That's right.
Ask me how I know. I saw folks buying water in the year 2000, basements full of it. Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, shouting preachers. Had enough water supply the city of Detroit. But they were still telling you to trust God. Afterwards, they had to figure out what to do with the water without everybody knowing that they had bought all that water. You better hold on. You better learn, figure out, get this word to be for yourself.
That's right, Pastor.
And you better love. The only way God can order and lead you is through his word.
Amen.
He done preordained your steps by saving you and giving you this word.
Yeah.
Now you have to decide how far you're going to go with it. He's not going to take you by the hand and drag you or get behind you and whip you and make you go. You have got to decide for yourself that are my steps of order by God. If God ordered my steps, then everything I go through is for the glory of God. Father, you get the glory. When they was going to put Jesus on the cross, said, Father, forgive them. What he was saying in a nutshell was, Father, you get the glory. Don't you think for 1 minute, folks, they try to put you on the cross. It ain't a wooden one either.
But truly, my children, your steps are ordered by me, for I have called you from the beginning, and I have set you apart for my service and for my purpose. Do not be distracted by what goes on around you, but stay close to my word, for in my word are the orders, are the instructions that you need in order to live and not die, in order to be on top and not the bottom, in order to be in front and not the back. For I have set you on high, because I, my son, is on high, and those that are attached to my son, they shall move with my son, and they shall be blessed, and they shall be kept, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the season. I am the Lord their God, and I shall bring them out, and I shall deliver them. No worry not about the one who has the advantage, for I am your advantage, because I go before you. I am your creator. I have created everything. everything that you shall need or ever need, for all things are contained in me, and I uphold all things by the power of my hand. The heavens and the earth are upheld by me, and if I can uphold those things, the lives that are in my hands are as nothing. But continue to follow after me, for continue to lift me up and give me the glory in all the things that you go through, and I shall lead you out, and I shall take you into a land that you know not of, that is full of blessing, and so you shall be kept by the power that I exude, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kept by God. For we are kept by the power of God. Kept. I have been young and now am old. I was naive and now I've grown mature. But I'm matured through the circumstances, the situation, the trials that I've experienced in my life in the process of holding on and trusting in God. I didn't know who God really was until 6 years ago. I went by what somebody else showed me or told me he was. I thought I knew him. But I didn't find out I had to know him until I started getting myself in the trouble. When I found out that the flesh was a force to be reckoned with. A deceiver. A trickster.
Yeah.
I had to call upon God, Reverend Ryan, for guidance, for understanding, and for knowledge. So were you calling on it before then? Yeah, but I wasn't serious. I was going through the motions.
Say that.
I had to grow up fast, quicker than the hurry, Sister Angela. It was either grow up or die.
That's right.
Did it get better over time? No, it got worse. But God was always reminding me, I ordered your steps. And I kept saying, Lord, get me out of it. He said, I ordered your steps. I didn't get you in it. I didn't get you in it. I'm not going to get you out of it. But you can get yourself out of it by straightening your character and renewing your mind and your thoughts. I found out, Sister Diane, when I started doing that, I started drawing closer to him. And he was drawing closer to me. I found out that there was something called that was real. An intimate relationship with God.
Yes.
And I went through all the stuff I went through to find out. Then I realized, I understood, Fred, my steps were ordered by God. All the trouble he removed and let me get myself into those things so I could find out who he really was and not what I was told he was. For surely these days that you are living in are truly evil, but they shall not draw nigh unto you as long as you hold fast to your profession of faith. And you abide in me and allow me to abide in you, I will be there with you and for you. Therefore, none of these things that are being created or formed to come against you shall have power and dominion over thee. But you shall know and see past these things and see that these things are only to get you where I need you, so that the ministry that I have already predestined in your life might manifest itself to the fullness and to the glory of the Godhead, that I might move through thee, that souls might be delivered, saved, and set free. But they must be able to understand that what you talk about is something that you know about, not just something you heard about, my people. So look at all of your experiences and look at all your trials and your tribulations, not as downfalls, but as upgrades to the very power and the anointing of my spirit, saith God. Therefore, rejoice in me, saith the Lord, and you shall see those things that have been hidden down through the years, and they shall be made manifest unto you, and you shall be able to look past the natural and see those things which are supernatural and spiritual, and you shall move towards them, and they shall move towards you, and you shall see me as I am, saith God. my prayer. Lord, I want to see you
Amen.
As you are. And then I started praying, I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. And I realized the only thing, the way to get that was to go through what he went through and experience what he experienced. He only did it for 3 years, but he was more, he had more initial power with God because he knew who he was in God.
Right.
We're still learning.
Right.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, let me apprehend the knowledge and the vastness of who you are. That my character and the nature that's in you might be revelatory in me. That I might be able to walk in the true love of God and not the love of self.
Come on.
I've been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous fail or be destroyed.
That's right.
God don't call you righteous from what you do. God calls you righteous for what's in your heart.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So you can pray for the sick and raise the dead and open blinded eyes and set the captives free and still have a dirty and unclean heart.
Yeah.
Because the gifts come without repentance.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God is looking for people that are willing to allow him to clean their hearts.
That's right.
But it's going to cost sacrifice in our lives. And at this point in our lives, we are not ready to sacrifice our lives. We're ready to sacrifice things, but not our lives. Jesus was ready to sacrifice his life. The apostles were ready to sacrifice their lives. Stephen sat in the middle of them and looked up to heaven and said, Father, as they stoned him, forgive them. For they have no idea who you are. Nor his seed. Any bread. For man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that shall proceed out of the mouth of God. There is no need in the world for any born again believer to be begging for the word of God.
Say that.
But we're begging for the word because we're getting word that isn't encouraging us, isn't giving us the power to make it past Sunday.
Come on now.
What good is church if you can't make it past Sunday?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Shando Bodia Bakaila Bakomo Shandia Kababaksha Shando Koriatala Ilia Bakashiko Ilian Ramaka Kiria Kashiko Ila Iloboko Shandia Kababakshiko Shandia Tabakashia.
Know this, my children. The darkness cannot communicate with light. Neither does the light communicate with darkness. For if you do not know the way, how shall ye see? How shall ye go? But yea, if you walk in the light, ye shall know and you shall see. And you shall obtain and ye shall be guided, said God. For I am the one, the light. I am the way, I am the truth. And yea, if you lean on me and abide in me and as I abide in you, and yea, ye shall ask the thing that you have need of, and it shall come to pass. For those are the words that proceeded out of my mouth, shall you live by, said God. As you lift me up, I lift thee up, said God. As you glorify me, my glory come upon thee, said God. As you praise me, yea, I lift thee up out of the darkness and into my marvelous light. And ye shall live and move and have your being in me, said God. So lift me up, for I am with thee forever and forever and forever, said God.
Hallelujah.
Careful. what you ask God for.
Yes, Lord.
At some time or another in all of our lives, we have asked God to do what? To order our footsteps.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have told him, where you lead me, I'll go. Where you send me, I'll go. Where you go, I'll follow. Not realizing that when we said that, he was going to send us to death. He was going to lead us into death, and we were going to follow him into death. Because flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
The flesh has got to die.
The righteous are the ones who I place myself within. The righteous are the ones who follow after my word. The righteous are the ones who put all aside to follow after me. Those are the ones that I shall be with me in the end. Those are the ones that I am leading. Not the ones of self, of self-thoughts and self-ideas and who they think I am, but I am a real God. I am the revealed God which is within you. And I am showing myself daily to those who will look to me. Look unto me and I shall show you the great things, the righteous things, the holy things. Not of yourself, not of what you think of holiness is, but what I have established what holiness is. What I've established what right standing is. It is in my word. Those that want to the true righteousness, the true holiness, it shall be in their hearts and it shall be in their minds, for they shall follow after my word. For in my word is separation, in my word is righteousness, in my word is holiness, in my word is truth, in my word is peace, in my word is love. And all of these things were manifested by my son when he walked the earth. I have ordered your steps to be like his steps. Ye shall follow in his manner, the way he walked. He walked unto the tree and he died, but he walked up out of the grave. If you will follow after him, ye shall walk up out of the grave. Ye shall walk into new life. Ye shall walk into new manifestation. For I, the Lord your God, have ordered your steps, and ye shall walk into a new land, saith the Lord God.
Hallelujah. Years ago, we had a more of a teacher come by here. He was teaching on Sunday mornings. He's teaching out of the tabernacle of Moses. Remember Brother Andy? Brother Frank, he seems to very well gifted with the word of God, but he was fleshly. He was very carnal. Didn't know that at the time. Anytime God is giving you a word and you use it to destroy another man's church, you are carnal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what he did do, Brother Will John, he invoked in me a spirit to want to know the revelation knowledge of God.
Amen.
Because he had that gift. What he did with it wasn't right.
Amen.
That's why I say be careful what you ask God for.
Amen.
So God gave me the knowledge on the old man, and it has cost me, it continues to cost me on a daily basis. I battle with this thing in me, this flesh, because I know who he is. And I know who he is. And he battles me from within. Most of the trials I deal with come from within my body. I thank God for a wife that's willing to sacrifice some of her means to put up with what I deal with in my flesh and spiritually. Because she don't have to, but she does. Because she recognizes the battle that I'm in. I'm in battles where medicine just can't help.
That's right.
Yeah. Supernatural between flesh and spirit. Going on in my flesh and in my spirit. And I'm at war constantly.
Constant
I'm talking to you, my people. Many of you have not paid close attention to what is being said, for there is a warfare going on, and it's not out there, but it's in here. And you have to fight the good fight of faith, and their faith shall keep you whole. Your faith shall sustain you. Your faith shall keep you moving forward. For there, this battle is not the battle of Armageddon, but this is a battle for life and a battle over death. For you shall live if you learn to stand at the premises and the promises and the precepts of my word. But you shall surely die if you look to the left or the right and you take your eyes off of the truth, saith God. Therefore, my people, understand this thing, that the battle that is going on is here to stay. But you must stay also, and you must fight without giving up. You must fight with vigorous. You must fight with understanding and knowledge in me, saith God. For surely the people shall be destroyed for their lack of knowledge. But you shall have it because you have asked me for it. And strive for those things which are hidden deep in the word of God. And I shall reveal them to you. And I shall bring you forth and take you out, that men might know that there is a living revelatory God that is living and breathing in the people of God. And now is changing them to breathe that I have called them to be. For I am surely the firstborn among many brethren, saith God. I hear flesh talk. Sounds crazy. I can hear flesh talk. God has blessed me. I can read attitudes and dispositions even before they begin to take place. Can you imagine the burden that I have? But it's not because I'm anything important. It's because I ask God for the knowledge that he gave me. So I can't gripe and complain about the things that I go through and the things I experience. What it does do, it gives me the ability to keep peace in myself. God is trying to raise you up. He's trying to stir up the gift within you to bring you to a higher realm in him. Don't you think for one second that you're going to heaven to occupy a mansion. You're going to heaven to occupy a realm in God. But before you get there, you got to occupy here.
Come on now. Say it.
So you make sure you pray for the truth and not for knowledge. Many knowledgeable people were just philosophizers. You better make sure you got the truth in your life. Because when trouble hits and the storms come, you're going to have to know that God ordered you and was ordained you and is keeping you. Because if you don't, you're going to fall by the wayside. Many have fallen by the wayside. Make sure you keep your mouth shut. You love the brethren as you love yourself. And you be willing to dedicate all that you are to the kingdom of God. This is the end. This is it. Do we know when Jesus is coming back? No. Heck no. If somebody tell you they know, you better run from them. Because they are absolutely crazy. Put your hands in your ear. They're crazy. If they tell you you better be getting ready for it now, then you listen to him. Or not. That's why it says be ready. Because no man know. Don't let your lamp run out of oil.
Say that. Say that.
Because you done forgot that God ordered your steps. And you did. Nobody else ordered your steps. God ordered them. And let me tell you what God will do. He'll take you in the storm. He won't leave you, but you'll think he has. That's when you have to trust in your faith. Lord, I don't feel you, but I know you're there.
There you go.
I don't hear you talking, but I know you're talking to me. I know I can't see you, Lord, but I know you're moving for me.
Yeah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
holding on. I used to say I'm holding on rent with everything that's in me, but I found out I don't have nothing in me. So I'm holding on with the nature and the power of God that lives in me. Because in me is no good thing. But in God, all things do exist. Are formed, created, and made to come together and are held together by the glory of God. Everyone stand. I met that person again and I realized what God was saying in the beginning. They're running the race, but they don't know where they're running to because they're running backwards. They're running here, there, and everywhere. No solid foundation. You have got to have foundation in God. If you don't, then you've lived all this time for naught. I do not want to get before the throne, and God said, I gave you this, what you do with it.
Amen.
I'm going to run up in there skipping and hopping. Lord, look what I did, what you gave me. He going to say, yeah, I saw you, but it still wasn't enough. But you can come on in. That's all I want to hear. That's all I want to hear. Just tell me to come on in. My good and faithful servant. Yes. But you first got to know who you are in God. That regardless of the trial or trouble that you go through, that God has ordered you. God has ordered your steps. That's why we have to allow our character and nature to be changed. So if we can see that God has ordered our steps, we won't get so fried all the time. We won't get so bent out of shape all the time. We won't get angry so quickly. It'll teach us to hold our peace. And the funny thing about it, it'll teach us to laugh at calamity. You can laugh at calamity. You made it, Jim. I know a few people that can laugh at calamity. Amen. This morning, if you want to give your heart and life to God or rededicate your heart and life to God, I want you to come stand across the front. Ain't no shame in it. Ain't no shame in it. The Bible says we have all fallen short of the glory of God. It don't mean that you ain't living right. It just means some things in your life you need to clean up.
Amen.
And if anybody standing here and judges you for it, they messing up.
Amen.
Ain't nobody judge nobody.
Amen.
Ain't nobody living in no glass house, Jesus. You fall short in.
Amen.
And you want God to help you strengthen them.
Amen.
Strengthen yourself so that
Amen.
You can do what He called you to do. Stand across this front. First lady made me realize something. This is what ministry is about. It ain't about the preaching. Laying on our hands and the singing.
Yeah.
It's about souls.
Yeah.
And it don't mean that a soul ain't right because they come down here. It just means they need help in areas of their lives. Amen. I was standing here with the mic, I'd be down there too. I need some help in some areas in my life. I know what I need God to do. But I know there are certain things that are hindering me. It don't have nothing to do with my wife or you. It has to do with what's been going on in me. That's hindering me. My thoughts and my ideas and my principles hinder me sometimes on what I need from God and where I need to go to God. We try to come to a place where the things don't hinder us anymore. But we can press our way on in to the manifold blessing of God. Don't get it twisted. I don't want some of what God has for me. I want all of it. You think I'm being greedy? Forgive me. Yes. I want all that God has for me. Whether spiritual, physical, financial, I want it. And I'm not being selfish. I deserve it. Because I'm His son. Human beings spend most of their time prejudging other people without even knowing why that person's in that situation. Just because you got there one way don't mean they got there the same way. But God is so merciful and so gracious, and most importantly, always forgiving. Always forgiving. Here, don't nobody else forgive me. I know God forgave me. And that made the difference in my life. Knowing that God forgave me. When I found out that He forgave me, guess what? I was able to forgive myself. Do you know unforgiveness of yourself keeps you back? Holds you down? That your old nature convinces you that you done made a mistake and that you done did something, the reason you in the condition you in, and it's not so.
Amen.
It's just a trial of life.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I know some perfect people, but they're going on to be the God.
That's right.
Ain't none here.
Amen.
None. No place in the world. They can have an IQ of a million. They ain't perfect. They got some hang up in their lives that they wish they could get rid of. That's hindering them. But we trust God. Repeat after me. Father, renew me in my heart. Reestablish me in your word. Recondition me in your spirit. I'm submitting myself to you. As your child, as your son, and as your daughter. I pray that you would give me the strength to endure the hardness of my life as a good soldier. Father, I pray that you not take the problems, the trials, and the afflictions out of my life, but that you would strengthen me, that these things won't affect me, won't hinder me, won't cause me to stumble, won't block me, but shall secure me in your power and in your love. Father, I thank you this morning for caring so much about me that you gave your only begotten Son that I might live. So here I am, giving my mind, my heart, my soul, and my flesh unto you. Have your way in my life. Lead me. Order my steps, Father, as you have been ordering them all the time. And I'll learn from it. I'll grow from it. And I'll mature from it. And I give you praise. I give you glory. And I give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and put your hands together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I touch and agree with them. Father, you're going to establish that covenant in their lives. That covenant, Lord God, a reconciliation, a power of love. Lord God, that my shit, that Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you guide us, Lord God, by your spirit. Let the wind of God, the Ruach, Lord God, lead us into all your truth. Comfort us, Father, in our hearts. Comfort us in our souls. Comfort us in our flesh. Comfort us in our spirits. Father, I thank you right now, for there is nothing impossible unto you. Father, I commit myself unto you as a living sacrifice. The things in my life that are shortcoming, Father, you're going to strengthen me, Father. You're going to enable me that I might do all things through you, Father, that have strengthened me. Father, in the name of Jesus, here I lie before thee, Lord God, and I call upon your name, your gracious name, your powerful name. Lord God, regardless of what it is, Father, Lord God, you're going to move on their behalf. Lord God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as you touch our bodies, touch our minds, touch our souls, touch our spirits. Redeem us, Lord God. Renew us, Father. Revitalize, Lord. Regenerate us, Father. In my shepherd. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for your delivering power. I thank you for your loving power. I thank you for your anchoring power. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. If you're not a member of this ministry and you would like to be one, please come stand across the front. If you're not a member of this ministry and you would like to be one,